From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
For the week of August 28, 2006, it is the Disc Golf News. I'm Brian Sullivan. Great to have you with us. And the question for years was, who is the number one ranked disc golfer? Well, we didn't used to have that. We do now. The current top-ranked player is Barry Schultz, although that is most likely going to change real soon. How do I know that? Well, I've been talking with a guy who created the ranking system. He is Minnesota's Chuck Kennedy. We have chatted with him before on this program. We're going to talk to him this week about the new PDGA World Ranking System and how it works. Plus, we've got results from last weekend's European Open in Finland. That was exciting for sure. And there is a preview as well of this weekend's upcoming West Virginia Open in Paw Paw. It is all on the way this week on PDGA Radio News, brought to you by Innova Champion Discs at InnovaDiscs.com and Discraft at Discraft.com.
Controlled Distance has a new name.
Discraft presents the Surge Maximum Distance Driver in the new ESP line of grippy, durable, high-tech flash tip. One throw and you'll know. The Surge was engineered for one purpose, to allow the average disc golfer to throw farther with more control. And the new ESP plastic means it's grippy, yet built to last. The Surge Maximum Distance Driver, available now from Discraft, the world leader in disc sports. Some of the world's best disc golfers gathered in Tampere, Finland last weekend for the European Open. We will begin with the President's Cup Team Challenge. This is Team Europe versus Team USA. And the winners for the women, Team USA. The winners for the men, Team USA. Good luck next year, Europe. Now to the singles competition and the women, where it was California's Carrie Burlager with her biggest win of the year. She's going to win this by 8. Over Sweden's Niloufar Mossavaramani, who will tie up for second with Ohio's Valerie Jenkins. And coming in fourth, Sweden's Birgitta Lagerholm. Now to the men, and David Thalberg capping another runaway victory. He's going to win by 12. What an amazing, amazing weekend for him. Finland's Timo Persio will take second, Avery Jenkins third, Kenny Climo fourth, and tying up for fifth, California's Nathan Doss with Sweden's Marcus Kallström. That's the European Open.
The Champion Sidewinder from Innova is the latest addition to the state-of-the-art Champion line. The Sidewinder is designed for long turnover shots and long-distance rollers. The extra-long glide will add D to your drive no matter how big your arm is. And the Sidewinder is made with Champion line plastic, so it holds up round after round. Your game just got better with the new Sidewinder from Innova, number one in disc golf.
Hi, this is Dave Felberg, and you're listening to PDGA Radio News.
In the big picture, we have had the PDGA player rating system in place for a number of years now, and for the most part, everybody loves it, because, you know, you can walk up to your buddy or somebody you just met halfway across the world and say, hey, what's your PDGA player rating? And they say, oh, I'm a 975. And you say, great, I'm a 965, so let's play around. You give me one stroke, we're even, we're good to go. Boom, everybody loves it. However, if you walk up to, say, a reporter for the New York Times, and that reporter asks, well, you know, who's your top-rated player? You say, well, Ken Climo has a rating of 1040. And he looks at you like, he doesn't know what that means. Well, now we can say to that reporter, well, our number one ranked player is currently Barry Schultz of Wisconsin. And we can say that with confidence because we have a brand new world ranking system. That's right. This is the brainchild of none other than Minnesota's Chuck Kennedy, the same guy who gave us the ratings system. And we wanted to find out how it worked.
Chuck Kennedy, PDGA number 4949, and I'm chairman of the PDGA Ratings Committee.
Chuck, we have a lot of stuff to cover today, but before we get into that, at first I want to congratulate you for your recent induction into the Disc Golf Hall of Fame.
Well, thank you very much.
Our topic today is the new world ranking system, but before we get into that, I want to sort of backtrack and for folks who maybe haven't been paying real close attention, talk about how the PDGA rating system came about, which you worked very hard to develop, and why, I get this question a lot, why don't we just use the handicapping system that Ball Golf uses?
The original idea for the rating system came about in the late 90s, and one of the initiatives behind it was the fact that we didn't have a clear way for identifying which amateur division players at that time — it was Amateur 1, Amateur 2, Amateur 3, which division they should participate in. And it was that kind of humble beginnings of just simply separating players into competitive brackets that triggered the search into coming up with a way to do a better job with that, with the player ratings.
Now, isn't it also true that the Ball Golf folks actually have that system trademarked, and even if we wanted to use it, we couldn't?
From a practical standpoint, we couldn't use the same formulas and the same terminology. And in fact, that's the reason why we use some of the terms that we do.
Now that we have a few years of the player ratings under our collective belts, you can sort of sit back and see how it's been going. And from your perspective, how has it been going?
One of the things that has happened in the last few years is we finally stabilized on the calculations that, in most cases, people are satisfied with. We're firing on all cylinders in terms of doing the updates when they're expected and getting the calculations done and published and all of those types of operational details. I think there are still some frontiers ahead of us with regard to some improvements, and, you know, hopefully we'll always find new ideas and things that we can do better. I know one thing that players would like to see is more frequent updates, and I think as the years progress, we may add one or two more updates as the years go along here, and maybe are able to automate it a little bit more.
I'm going to suggest that you've been very kind in pointing out maybe one or two things that some players have been hoping to see. But something that has occurred to not only me, but I think many other folks who have been paying attention, is that with the player ratings, we now have high interest in the PDGA from international players. Would you agree?
I would agree, and that's very exciting to me. I think... You know, the fact that down the road somebody playing a mountain course in Afghanistan would be able to compare their skills to somebody playing in the mountains of Utah or on the plains of Kansas, I think that's kind of an exciting thing, and I think that's fueling the interest from what they tell us. Brian Honegger and Dave Nesbitt, who work with the international community, have constantly heard that the ratings is one of the key things that they're interested in and why they would like to participate further with PDGA-sanctioned events. And I think you see some of that community synergy happening with a lot of Americans going over to play in the European Open, which just completed. And I guess there were 14 countries there, so that was pretty exciting.
This, I think, is a perfect lead-in to our real focus for this discussion, and that is the New World Ranking System. This is something that you've been working on for how long, and why did you feel a need for it?
It's something that had been percolating for a while, but I had been reluctant to move forward with it because, in essence, to be a true world ranking system, you want to have players from around the world participating in multiple events where they would be facing each other, so that any kind of ranking system would have at least more than one or two events with information. Unfortunately, we still are at the point where maybe only three or four events have sufficient number of international players from different countries participating. Nonetheless, we kind of felt it was the time to maybe proceed and at least get the world ranking system underway, even if we know it can be better as we go further along. Fortunately, with having the rating system as kind of a foundation for building the world ranking system, we thought we could move forward with that and use the ratings for at least 50% of the calculation, and then gradually introduce more and more events that go beyond the Worlds and the USDGC to include them in a calculation. And my goal in the long run And I hope everybody's goal would be that we had enough major events that involved international players in the future that essentially the whole world ranking system could rely 100% on the results of a dozen or more events that top players were able to afford to attend, and the payouts were, you know, worthy of their attendance.
Let's talk about how it works, how you make your calculations. For example, I'm looking at the current men's world rankings. The top three are Barry Schultz, Ken Climo, and Nathan Doss. And they are listed under their points, and Barry Schultz has 2.30 points. Kenny has 3.03. Nate has 5.13 points. What does that mean?
The points is approximately the average of their finish positions on a weighted basis in how they ranked on ratings, how they ranked at the Pro World, how they ranked at the USDGC, and we just recently added the Japan Open, and we will soon add the European Open, but the current ranking that you're looking at still include the European Championship from last year. And so if somebody has a point value of around 2, that would mean that they had finished second roughly on average in each of those different rankings. As it turns out, having a ranking of 2 in all of those was good enough to be the best overall ranking. So that's essentially what that number means. It's approximately what their average ranking is, and these events are weighted relative to their value in each of those different elements. For example, the rating is more than 50% of the value currently. And the other ones are weighted relative to the number of world-ranked players who play in the event. So in the case of the men's rankings, the USDGC has the most world-ranked players. So the USDGC actually has a little bit more of a weight to it than the Pro World does, and both of those have quite a bit more weight than the European Championship, which I believe only had about 5 or 6 world-ranked players enter it last year. I think the European Open, which will be replacing the European Championship in the next update, may have had as many as 15 or 20 world-ranked players in it this year, and so that will be expected to have more weight than the European Championship from last year.
Chuck, we're running short on time, but there's an important point here that I want to hear you make, or at least give your opinion on. This is a new system. It's going to take time to develop. I think most of us who are paying attention understand that and accept that, because, you know, there needs to be the competition between the players. But from a promotional standpoint, from a marketing standpoint for disc golf, for the PDGA, why is a world player ranking system important?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head there. The world rankings are important much more to the outside world than necessarily the disc golf world, because the outside world for marketing and promotion understands somebody who's the first, second, third, fourth, fifth ranked player in the world much better than somebody who has a 1031 ranking, a player rating. And so by developing this ranking system, it allows people like Dr. John Dusler, who's out there doing fundraising and sponsorship and promotions for the PDGA, can communicate with those sponsors in a way by talking about somebody who's our first, second, or third world-ranked player, and not get into the more mathematical ratings of a 1031 and a 1021 and how that all relates. So I think the world rankings, as much as anything, were needed now just to help our efforts in that regard as it relates to the outside world and the media. And from an internal calculation standpoint, we'll only get better as we get more and more tournaments that include the international players. One comment would be that in the world ranking, the older players are included, but unless they play in the open division, their world ranking will not be as high. And so those older players out there, if they would like to improve their world ranking, all they need to do is to enter the open division if that's an important thing for them.
So then what you're saying is that, you know, say a top Masters player like a Dean Tanak or Joel Kelly, they're not going to be ranked unless they play in the Open Division, or will they make it in the rankings but be weighted differently?
No, they'll make it in the rankings, but they won't get as high of a ranking because they won't have they won't show up in the results for, say, the Pro Worlds, where they play in the Master Division instead of playing in the Open Division. Of course, since there's only one division at the USDGC, all the older players that decide to go and play will get included and get points towards their world's ranking if they play in the USDGC. So we wish them the best in that tournament.
Chuck Kennedy, thanks again for all your volunteer work, and thanks for helping to explain this new system to us.
Glad to help out, and as all the discussion board folks know, I'll be there answering questions.
Chuck Kennedy is a longtime contributor to the sport of disc golf in many, many, many different ways and spoke to us from his home office in Minnesota. And you're listening to PDGA Radio News. If you're looking to challenge yourself and your skills this weekend, the place to be is Paw Paw, West Virginia. It's the West Virginia Open. The tournament director is Tony Ellis.
We've been doing this for 13 years. This year we're celebrating the 14th West Virginia Open. We actually skipped the 13th West Virginia Open because we felt it was bad luck.
I love that.
Unfortunately, Spence and Gabby are working on a house out in West Virginia, and earlier this year, Spencer Thurman had a joist fall and hit him on the head and break his neck.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so it's been a rough summer. I mean, weren't sure how well he was going to do, but he's coming through it okay. I mean, he's wearing a neck brace. The doctor's given the okay. He's just got to wear the brace for another 4 to 6 weeks, and then he'll be out of that. He doesn't even have to have surgery, so we're all thankful for that.
Wow.
And, you know, he actually took off the summer from his job just to build the house. And he got hurt, you know, at the beginning part of the project. So, you know, we're disappointed he got hurt, but we're thankful that he's, you know, up and walking around, even though he's walking around like a Loch Ness monster.
So will he be present so people can thank him for his heroic efforts?
Oh, yes, most definitely. He'll be there. He'll be the one with the collar around his throat.
Okay. So tell us who the winners were last year.
Open Pro was Mitch Sonderfan, Women was Des Redding, and Masters was Jim Myers, and Advanced was Ricky Snapp.
Now, this event is renowned for its tough course challenges, so if someone's coming here for the first time, what kind of course challenges can they expect at Papa?
Well, both courses are close to 8,000 feet. Have extremely long open holes and really tight, long wooded holes. So long open holes, tight, long wooded holes, fast greens, and OB. It's a magical place. Once you go there, you realize the drive in off the main road will take you 25 minutes, you know, at least a half an hour to get there. By the time you get there, you think you're lost until you open up and you see the barn and see the fields, and it's just a wonderful place to be. Lots of good love for the course. People just love it. The course loves the people.
Tony Ellis is tournament director for this weekend's West Virginia Open in Paw Paw, West Virginia. As you know, summer is winding down. That means we are coming into championship season, especially this weekend, September 2nd and 3rd. In North Dakota, it's the North Dakota States. That's in Dickinson. In Ludington, it's the Michigan State Championships, and the Florida States in Melbourne. Plus, in Louisville, it's the Charlie Vetner Open, the Hickory Classic in North Carolina, Lewiston hosting the Lewiston Labor Day Luau, that's New York. In St. Joe, Minnesota, it's the Millstream Open, the Northwoods Open in Lac La Flambeau, Wisconsin, Grass Valley hosting the Sierra Shootout. In Mobile, it is the Southern Nationals Pro Championships, and in Madrid, Iowa, the Edgewood Labor Day Classic. Amps are playing on Saturday, pros in advance on Sunday. In Germany, check out the LA Comp Open. In Vail, it's the Adventure Ridge. And in Leamington Spa, the UK, the Quarry Park Extra. Full list anytime, pdga.com. And finally this week, I get a pretty high amount of email traffic from disc golfers who ask essentially, hey, how do I improve my game? And my response is, well, first of all, you're asking the wrong guy. But I can probably, you know, point you in the direction of people who know better than I do. But I think a lot of people are starting to take the advice of Mark Ellis, who was on the show recently, and he recommended getting some video footage of a top player and studying it. And that way, if you've got the video, you can actually rewind, look again, and study, and learn. Well, if you're looking for some quality video, we have a place for you to go right here at PGA.com. If you go to the front page, or essentially any page on the site, and on the main menu bar there, right under the putting logo guy, you'll see the Pro Shop link. If you click that, then click on Books and Videos. Hey, grab yourself a world video. Grab a DVD of last year, the year before. It doesn't matter, because they're all top players, and there's plenty of great footage on there for you. So get yourself a copy of a Worlds or two. Study, learn, and improve. And that, my friends, is the Disc Golf News for the week of August 28th for the PDGA. I'm Brian Sullivan. Thanks to our sponsors this week, Innova Champion Discs and Discraft. We had musical assistance from the Vamps. And until next week, I hope you will get out there, huck some plastic, stay out of the shul, and keep them in the fairways.